A state trooper in plain clothes named Paul Duffy slipped into my office with a familiar perfunctory knock and sat down opposite my desk, evidently excited. Lieutenant Detective Paul Duffy was a policeman by birth, a third-generation cop, son of a former Boston PD homicide chief. But he did not look the part. Soft-spoken, with a receding hairline and fine features, he might have been in some gentler profession than policing. Duffy headed a state police unit detailed to the DA's office. The unit was known by its acronym, CPAC. The initials stood for Crime Prevention and Control, but the title was essentially meaningless. Crime Prevention and Control is ostensibly what all cops do, and hardly anyone knew what the letters actually meant. In practice, CPAC's charge was simple. They were the district attorney's detectives. They worked cases that were unusually complex, long-term, or high-profile. Most important, they handled all the county's murders. In homicide cases, CPAC detectives worked alongside the local cops, who for the most part welcomed the assistance. Outside Boston itself, homicides were rare enough that the locals could not develop the necessary expertise, particularly in the smaller towns where murders were rare as comets. Still, it was a politically delicate situation when the Stateys swept in to take over a local investigation. A light touch like Paul Duffy's was required. To lead the CPAC unit, it was not enough to be a smart investigator. You had to be supple enough to satisfy the different constituencies whose toes it was CPAC's job to step on. I loved Duffy without reservation. Virtually alone among the cops I worked with, he was a personal friend. We often worked cases together, the DA's top lawyer and top detective. We socialized together, too. Our families knew each other. Paul had named me godfather to the middle of his three sons, Owen, and if only I'd believed in God or fathers, I would have done the same for him. He was more outgoing than I, more gregarious and sentimental, but good friendships require complementary personalities, not identical ones. Tell me you have something or get out of my office. I have something. It's about time. That doesn't sound very grateful. He flipped a file folder onto my desk.